Good evening. These are your RTL Today headlines at 6:30pm on Wednesday, the 26th of November. I'm John Baker. The government is advancing a law that would grant the Minister for Home Affairs the power to force land swaps, a tool designed to break deadlocks and unblock vital construction projects stalled by a single holdout owner. Luxembourg's pavilion at the World Expo in Osaka has been declared a success by officials, having attracted 379,000 visitors and operated near full capacity throughout the six-month event. The judicial administration has confirmed that former Defence Minister François Bauche and former Army Chief Alain Duchesne will not face criminal prosecution for the fatal 2019 Valtaf shell explosion. Military officers in Guinea-Bissau declared they have total control of the coup-prone West African country today, closing its borders and suspending its electoral process 3 days after general elections, with military sources confirming its president's arrest. And Moldova has displayed a Russian drone that fell on its soil outside its foreign ministry as it summoned Moscow's envoy over the crash in an overt criticism of Russia's war in neighbouring Ukraine. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. It's been a mainly dry day today with some rain showers and sunshine spells, and it will remain dry for the rest. Current temperature is around 2 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel somewhat colder.